This is a Podco original.
This is Iconic with CCR. I'm your big sis, Christy Carlson Romano, and on this show, I peel back the curtain of my life, talking all things fame, money, beauty, wellness, relationships, and more. And here's a disclaimer. No, f*** it. There's no disclaimer. Enjoy.
I was at Maybelline. I was doing all of our runway shows. Uh-huh. Actually, Gigi Hadid was a Maybelline spokesperson. This is 2012. Everybody was launching Instagram. We developed what that was on social. So instead of just having faces, then our faces had personalities. We started getting the girls to do things on social, like Emily DiDonato and Gigi. We'd do like social content shoots, which the brand hadn't done before, and we really changed what we were doing. I had a guy friend, we were chatting, then I went over to LA and we tried to date.
Dating in LA is not, you wouldn't.
He lied about sleeping with my roommate, so that was fun. I did something that was kind of like the holiday. I swapped places. I swapped live with a girl who lived in LA, so I got her car, her apartment for 5 months.
Hold on a minute.
Okay, let's. That's so bad.
Your roommate?
Hey, welcome back to Iconic. Today we are going to be visited by Melissa Reedhead. She is the executive director and head of communications at Clarins. I absolutely adore her. Hope you enjoy.
Gosh.
I am so spoiled right now. Look at all of these amazing Clarins products on the table here. Melissa, thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me. Sorry, let me put away my lip oil.
You look stunning. Stunning.
Thank you.
She is wearing this gorgeous green, I want to say forest green, silk dress.
Like jade almost?
Jade. Yes, it's stunning. You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
You always look gorgeous.
Well, we just saw each other and Jonathan Simkhai at the Kindness Campaign Foundation
gala.
The whole gala. He was there. And then the next day he did a shopping event. So he helped pick this out.
He styled
for me.
You?
He did.
Well, he did a good job. And he really is a sweetheart. Brendan, you were there at the gala.
I was.
Iskar was there. And we got to see each other. Our little Austin.
I love it.
Social circle.
I know. I like it. It's so cute. And everybody's so nice. But Jonathan and I go so far back.
Okay. How so?
When I was at Maybelline, I was doing all of our runway shows. Uh-huh. And I started working with Jonathan. Actually, Gigi Hadid recommended him for us to partner because she was a Maybelline spokesperson. And so we worked together for many seasons, and he was the best partner I had. We did so much together, and he's one of my favorite people.
So he doesn't, like, live here. He was just coming in?
He lives in L.A. Okay. At the time when I was working with him, he lived in New York. Now he lives in L.A., but he's really close with Andra, the founder of the Kindness Campaign. And so she called him up, and he came to support. And Austin's a really good – Texas in general is, like, a really booming market right now. So I think
– For fashion?
For fashion, for beauty, I think just like a lot of brands, heritage brands, like brands based in New York are realizing there's a big potential, a big market in Texas. So
I love that.
It bodes well for me to live here.
It is actually really interesting. I mean, obviously, if you don't know, Melissa is the head of communications at Clarins, executive director status. And we are besties, but I'm just so glad that we got to meet here because when I moved here, you know, finding girlfriends in a new city can be a little hard to do.
Definitely.
And we just like, how did we get introduced?
Funny enough, we're going to see each other at the same event, the same annual event, but the McConaughey's, Camilla and Matthew have a foundation, another foundation, a lot of foundations in Austin.
Yeah.
Called Mac Jack and McConaughey. And so we went to their foundation annual fashion show.
I'm remembering this now. I actually got invited to hang, which just seems so silly now in retrospect because I'm like, I would have hung totally anytime. That was so much fun. That's right. That's a big charity.
It is. And it keeps getting bigger. Mm-hmm. So every year we supported that. And it was coming off of the pandemic was the first time we supported the foundation. Mm-hmm. And then now it's our fourth year supporting. And it just keeps getting bigger. And every year they're like, we're almost sold out. Like, you've got to like get your tables now. And it's like always a month sooner than it was the year before, which is great for them that they have so much community support.
Part of this episode is sponsored by Honeylove. Now, I have been using Honeylove shapewear and this adorable set that I got in the mail. And let me tell you, it is my favorite and not only, but like the only one I really want to wear. The reason is because the fabric is so Like, it makes you feel really sexy while also doing the job of shapewear. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/vulnerable. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/vulnerable. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Okay, so I also wanted to mention that on your feed, we all can notice how amazing your skin is. And I'm telling you right now, it truly is that radiant in real life, IRL. So let me know about skincare. How did you get into it? Why are you so interested in it?
So it's so interesting how I feel like when you grow up, you only know opportunities that you see or that are presented to you. So when I grew up, my dad was in finance, like, you know, about pilots and teachers, like that seems to be like your future options. You don't really see a lot of other, you know, interesting careers. And what I saw a lot of, the only career that I saw that was interesting to me growing up was advertising. And at the time, I feel like in like the Y2K time, there were a lot of films like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days that had like really glamorous advertising executive jobs. And I thought that's really interesting. But I'd always loved and like pored over like Y in a Magazine or like these beauty and fashion for like teenager magazines.
Did you ever read Lucky magazine?
Yes, Lucky. Oh my gosh.
I was obsessed.
Yes.
With same. Lucky, they had those little sticker tabs that you could take out.
And you would like look at all of like their pages, like all of the options.
I was so sad when it like went away too. Yeah, RIP Lucky.
But I was so into that. And I also love to plan events. So I planned multiple homecoming dances in high school and college. And so I gravitated towards this kind of like glamour life. Mm-hmm. But nobody said, hey, by the way, you like beauty. You should go work in the industry. I had no idea. Nobody talked about it. And in school, I studied economics and advertising. And the direction they kind of, you know, guided me through at BYU, which had a great advertising program, was to work at an agency. So I did the agency thing in New York. And I was like, this is not as exciting or glamorous as I thought it would be. And I had this amazing boss. And he became a mentor who was like, you really like the fashion and beauty. You should take classes at FIT and explore working in fashion and beauty. And it was like eye-opening to me. So I did take night classes at FIT while I was working in advertising and just got more of like a background. And I have such a non-traditional route. I quit my paying job for an unpaid internship. And I went and started like learning about fashion and beauty and entertainment clients. And so it was the first time I went to a fashion show. And the agency I worked for was phenomenal at coaching and teaching and really like explaining what it was we were doing as junior little interns. And then from that, I ended up taking one of their clients needed a personal assistant. So I took a job being her personal assistant. And it was interesting to see the other side, the talent side. Mm. So I had a media background. I had like a production and PR background now. And then I had like a talent facing background. And then she went on maternity leave. And the agency I'd been working for hired me on to, they had just won the Maybelline account business. And so I already gravitated towards beauty and fashion and this sort of like strategic kind of world. And so I went to do a one-off project to oversee all of their – this is such a long
– No, I love it. Not. No, this is what we're here
no,
for.
No, this is great.
Because there's a little
please.
Girl – Melissa, there is a little girl out there right now going to BYU or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not little, but like she's like out there and she's like, I literally am clicking on this because Melissa is like this boss person at – Clarins. I love Clarins and that they want to see themselves in you. So please tell us.
I mean, it was kind of this like really great opportunity where I'm a yes person. I was saying yes to everything. And so I'm like, sure, I'll do this like new client. They had no idea how involved the Maybelline project would be. And I oversaw
all of the production from the makeup standpoint of it. So at the time, Maybelline sponsored, I think, 12 New York Fashion Week shows. And so it was staffing all of the lead makeup artists, staffing all of the team, making sure they had products. So we were building like 100 kits of makeup. And that is like each kit probably had 100 pieces of makeup. So you were like unboxing thousands of pieces of makeup, putting them in kits, making sure they were delivered everywhere, making sure all of the makeup artists got to the right shows. And it was sort of like trial by fire. I honestly don't know how I did it. Like, I'm like, you hired me for this? Like, it was, I was just learning. But I think if there's like a, if you're receptive to trying new things and you're not immune to hard work and time. Like I remember I was at the office like 2 o'clock in the morning, nobody else was there. And I'm like, I mean, we're just working. I just am getting through this. And then the Maybelline, the head of communications for Maybelline on their global team was like, they had an opening at the end of the year. So like a couple months later, and she's like, we'd love to bring you on board. So they hired me.
Wow.
Which I think like, I think so many people are expecting like a quick handoff or a quick like paycheck as soon as they find something they like. But for me, I really had to do a lot of like free volunteer, just like put my foot in the door, like work and say yes to everything and just work hard. And then she was like, oh, like I like your work. You're working hard. Like, let me bring you on board. And it was the perfect time because at that time, this is 2012, we were everybody was launching Instagram. Like, this is not when social media was like where it is now. Mm. This was like the early days. Like, we launched the Maybelline account on Instagram. Now it has like over 10 million followers. It's crazy. But
you launched it. You were part of the launch.
I was not the social person, but I was part of like getting content from like the runway shows onto like the Instagram account. And part of that development with, I was doing global communication. So our spokesmodels, Gigi, Adriana Lima, Christy Turlington, everything we did with them and all of our fashion partners. And we were growing from like 12 shows a season. One season we did 26 shows. And then we started doing shows in London and Paris and Milan. We did some in Berlin and Toronto.
So that got a little more glamorous.
That got glamorous. And it's sort of like you kind of where you water, things grow. Mm. And so I had a boss who was very just like, whatever you think is interesting. So I went into a job that was very kind of like press release from the show. Press release from, you know, we did these 12 shows to really developing deep partnerships like with Simkai, real collaborations, tons of shows, taking it international. And when, from a spokesmodel standpoint, we really developed, and this was, again, a team effort, we developed what that was on social. So instead of just having faces, then our faces had personalities. And we started doing shoots. We started getting the girls to do things on social, like Emily DiDonato and Gigi. We do like social content shoots, which the brand hadn't done before. And we really changed what we were doing. And it was exciting. It was an exciting thing to be doing.
Part of this episode is sponsored by Honeylove. Now, I have been using Honeylove shapewear and this adorable set that I got in the mail. And let me tell you, it is my favorite and not only, but like the only one I really want to wear. The reason is because the fabric is so, like, it makes you feel really sexy while also doing the job of shapewear. Ever since I've had kids, shapewear has been a part of my life. And it's really wonderful to finally find a product that goes well with each other. Like, the bra goes perfectly with the bottom part. You can coordinate it, wear it as you need it based on, you know, what your outfit's gonna look like. Honeylove is a great option. It is a great line of products. Honeylove has revolutionized shapewear by having this amazing technology. It doesn't roll down and it has like the appropriate place for if you need to use the restroom, so it's not inconvenient. I also love the styles. They're lingerie-inspired shapewear, which I feel like is kind of rare. I love all the details on it. Definitely makes you feel sexy. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/vulnerable. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/vulnerable. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Did you see that the engagement was actively—
It was working. It was like you really were taking what we call in the industry heritage brands.
Yeah.
Like the brands that have been around forever, and you have to constantly make them feel current and interesting versus just like dusty, my mom used it. So it was really fun to be part of that sort of like transition and like really engaging with where the world was going and influencers and YouTubers. And models that had a voice and something to say and were engaging, interacting. And we did so many different things. We even celebrated like the 100 years of Maybelline when I was there. And that was super fun.
I feel like I remember that. That was like a massive, like,
it was a big deal. Right? It was a big deal. We were 1915. We celebrated in 2015. And to really make sure that you were having like the brand feel current and fresh after 100 years is kind of remarkable. You know,
holy cow.
When you think back on it, I mean, mascara really came from Maybelline.
Wow.
Like Maybelline, it first was called Maybelline. Lash Brow Ean was the first product, and then it became mascara. And Maybelline still kind of has a chokehold on the market in terms of like mascara. And the woman who oversees Maybelline now is just like a complete brilliant genius.
Amazing.
Trisha Agari.
You don't even work for them anymore, right?
But you're so sweet. I love the team that's over there.
And it sounds like what I and maybe Brendan being in the military, it's kind of like a unique kind of parallel in mentorship and sort of just like, you know, working really hard for a goal that you know is right there in front of you and showing the people that are at the top of the food chain, if you will, mm-hmm. that like you believe in this world. And like you said, if you water it, it's going to grow. That's a really beautiful quote that I think people can look towards. Not so much in the Marines, I'm sure. If you water, it'll grow. More like if you bleed out.
I mean, I'm a proponent of hard work. I mean, I think hard work typically is rewarded, right? And I think, you know, with social media, it can seem like things come easy. Right. It's a farce. But would you say it's very cutthroat in the fashion and beauty industry? And is hard work rewarded often, or is it typically like just be seen?
Interesting question. When I was doing my internship, I got to experience some entertainment, fashion, and beauty clients. And I would say that's when I decided I don't want to work in fashion. Like, I think they all just need to eat a sandwich and calm down a little. Like, I genuinely do. I'm like, okay, they're so image conscious. Like, oh, we want these people sitting at our show. We don't want these people coming. And I didn't like that. Like, I come from a very warm, inviting, neighborly.
Collaborative
place. And like my home, I'm from Utah. Everybody's friendly and nice and just like Austin. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so warm. And I didn't like that kind of coldness, that sort of we don't want you sitting with us. And that felt to me like the fashion industry. And I feel like beauty is much more accepting. And I think like when you do work hard and you're smart and you kind of also are very dialed in, I think that is rewarded. I have been rewarded from that.
I think that's beautiful too, that hearing that from you, which also tracks from the fact that I know you, is of how collaborative and giving you guys are, and just how that really trickles down, you know, from the top down to then the personalities you can attract and then the influence that you can actually have. It's not just products. There's like a lot going for Maybelline, it sounds like. But my obsession is Clarins, even before.
Good.
Yeah, even before we were friends. But now it's like I'm so spoiled. Thank you, Melissa, for bringing all the most amazing, newest products that we are going to get in to talk about a little bit today, because I'm obsessed. Like, I'm not even, this is not even an ad. Like, I'm obsessed. But I do want to talk about your transition to Clarins, like, and then your transition to moving here out of New York.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of weird, though. You're back and forth, so.
I'm back and forth, but I live here. This is home. So Clarins actually found me. They recruited me. Great recruitment department. And they liked what I was doing at Maybelline and really keeping Maybelline fresh and interesting. And so they brought me over. At the time, Clarins was also, and I said this in my interview with our Parisian exec, it was a little dusty. And I think like the products were amazing, but just nobody was really talking about the brand. And it was very seen like my mom used it, department store, that very traditional generational gap mm-hmm. that I think so many brands that have been around for a long time, legacy brands, heritage brands, all face that. Like, okay, like how do you transition into this new way of working? How people are shopping, buying, what do they care about now? And so it was a very exciting role to do kind of what I had done at Maybelline, but come and do it for
I feel like for me, my point in life, I'm like, okay, I had done the sort of mass cosmetics. That was fun. But I'm ready for more like skincare, something a little bit more refined. Product-wise, I was excited to kind of transition personally. And I'm such a passionate person. I can't just do anything that I don't really care about. I have to really love the product or the company. So they brought me over to sort of freshen it up and really like breathe new life. Like my objective is to make the brand desirable, really, which is a really fun objective to like how do you engage with people? And you have to be so dialed in on like what people are going to be excited about, what people care about. And for me, that's really fun. So that's what they brought me to do. And so that's every year that I've been with them, we've been trying different things. And my team has doubled in size. We do so much. And I really thought I would have like a quiet schedule. I thought, all right, because they were pretty quiet, you know, and Maybelline at this point, I was like, doing multiple countries, a fashion season, like it was chaos. And so I thought, okay, I'll go and it'll be a little bit more relaxed and it's 10 times less relaxed. But again, you water where you grow, like, or things grow where you water when you sort of are.
Or waterboarded.
When you're doing something and they sort of say like, oh yeah, we believe in that. And then it works. And then you're like, let's do it again. But like, times it by 10, you get some pretty impactful things. So every campaign, I'm challenging myself and it's terrifying. I'm scared every day I work. Oh, yeah. Every day I'm like, was this going to work? Like, I believe in it, but like, it's new. It's scary. I don't know how to do it. And like, everything you do, you've never done before. It's scary.
Wouldn't you say that? Like, I mean, in my opinion, that's what makes life interesting.
Right?
If something's scary,
I feel like I'm plugged up to adrenaline.
It's worth doing, right? If something's mundane and simple, like those aren't stories that you tell your friends about. Like I had the most normal day today. I had a coffee and then I sat down and there were no challenges. Like that's just not interesting. So the fact that you get to do that often, I think is what, like that's the vibrant personality you're putting off, right? Because you clearly are kind of person who wants to do that type of thing. I don't know shit about beauty. I'm gonna get schooled today.
Let's
for sure
do it.
But I could just look
have
at
a gentle approach.
I could just look at this and like the packaging of these and like from a marketing perspective and know like this stuff is appealing to look at, right? I imagine
this,
like,
is not your mother's brand.
Is that like part of what you do? Like, do you like have anything to do with like
I
the
have,
way things
I have
look?
No say.
No
I can't
say?
Take any
well,
credit.
They're doing a good job, good. In my opinion.
I'll
but what
pass
do I know?
That on to Fran.
But I would also say that like I've always been a big proponent of synergy. And like you can see as a business person or an entrepreneur, if you're listening to this, or even just a person interested in branding, like you can see when a brand is not up and coming, because you guys have been, Clarence has been around how long?
We're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year.
70 years,
and family owned, which is pretty special. Having worked for a big conglomerate of brands, the family, like human touch, where really it's, I remember when I first started there, I'm like, everybody here has been here forever, which says a lot about a company when your employees stay. Because at L'Oreal, they're transitioning every day. So there's
they're mentoring too. There's like the good side probably, right? Where there's like people like yourself that were coming up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. So, okay, let's talk about your move, your decision to say, hey guys, I need to make a move to Austin. I love New York, but I think I also want to be here. And I'm just walk me through the psychology of that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like, and I think you're the same too, where you're always kind of trying to be dialed in, or you're dialed into what's happening, what are the movements that are happening, whether they're social or economic. There are always things that are moving. And I had felt for a while that what I loved in New York City, the fashion week, the trendiness, was slowing down. Even when I left Maybelline, one of the reasons I was like, sayonara, because I was just feeling like what I was doing, like, overall, the fashion weeks were less exciting, less impactful. They couldn't quite figure out how to be in this new world where social was so key now. It was kind of an archaic system, in my opinion. And when the pandemic hit, I was like, let's take advantage of the fact that we don't have to be in the office all the time. Like, I can be remote. Like, I'm not going to stay doing like I've been doing. Like, this is a time to move. Mm-hmm. Movement is life. Right? Like you always need to be moving. You can never just stay stagnant. Like that's not a good place to be. So I
you know, did LA for a bit. I did Florida. I did Utah. I did Arizona. No, I did LA. Texas.
No LA, Melissa.
Only for 5 months. For 5 months, I did something that was kind of like the holiday. I swapped places. I swapped lives with a girl who lived in LA. So I got her car, her apartment. She had my apartment in New York for 5 months. We did this. I knew her roommate. So we had her roommate. I did know her. So that kind of worked out really well. So that was fun. Yeah.
Dating in LA is not that. Mm-mm.
I tried. You would it. He lied about sleeping with my roommate. So that was fun. I know. Who does that?
Trash.
Who does that? Guy in LA.
Yeah. No, that's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wait a minute.
Wednesday,
hold on a minute.
Okay.
That's so bad.
Your roommate?
So my roommate had really liked this one guy. And during the pandemic, we had found each other on social. Like, I had a guy friend who had posted, like, a happy birthday. And so I was like, who's this guy? So I, like, matched. I followed him. And he followed me back. And so we were chatting. Then I went over to LA. And we tried to date. And I was like, are you the guy? Like, I feel like you remind me of a guy who my roommate had really liked and had hooked up with a little bit. He's like, no, it's not me. It's not me. It's not me. And it was him.
And he knew? He knew all the things?
He knew all the time.
He just lied the whole time?
Yeah.
You listen.
But actually, I've never told her this because I was like, oh, she would kill me for this. So hopefully she doesn't listen.
You can cut it out if you really have
to. I don't know. It's entertaining.
Warn all the girls. Yeah, those are the things. I never dated online. That's the one thing I'll say. Brendan, you never dated online, right? Online. No. Never?
Cute that you guys didn't go through that.
I know.
If it weren't for us meeting, we probably would have ended up.
I'd be in some ditch or in an alley somewhere.
I would have ended up on Raya. Yeah, I definitely could have tried Raya out.
What is Raya?
What's Raya, Melissa? Raya
is
on Raya?
One of many dating apps. I think they're all pretty much the same at this point.
The algorithms converged. All the men are the same.
They're all the same. I did match with, back when it was pretty new, Sean Rad. Like the founder of Tinder, we did match. We ended up, I mean, I was like, this could be a good for business. When I was at Maybelline, I'm like, we should be advertising on Tinder. So we actually met for brunch in person. I have never met a man so confident in my life. Like, he walked in, I think we had lunch at like Mercer Kitchen or something. He walked into that room like, I created a verb. Tindering. At the time, Tindering, it wasn't scandalous or bad. It was the only dating app. And everybody was Tindering, and he created that verb, and I feel like he owned that room.
He verbed all the way to the table.
It was impressive. I was like, this guy is just oozing confidence.
What's the sexiest thing a guy, probably confidence, right?
Oh.
And good skin.
Oh, guys with good skin, it's kind of rare. I can tell when guys like take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. I was dating a guy and I was sort of getting him into like some skincare products slowly. We were easing in, right? Let's just not throw the kitchen sink at him. So I always tell guys, start with like a caffeinated eye cream. Mm-hmm. Men have poor circulation under their eyes. And so I was like, just try this. So we started doing it and his coworkers were like, are you getting more sleep? Like they were like, something's different. And he was like, they can't figure out what it is. But he's like, I think I need some more skincare. And one time I took a nap and I was staying with him and I woke up. And he was in a full-on face mask. And I was like, I created a monster. This guy is trying to, like, face mask without me knowing.
You're like, we do that together.
Exactly. I was like, you want to do this?
I feel like I'm just going to wake up and Christy's going to plaster me with products while I'm asleep.
It would not be a bad thing.
And I'm just
going to
wake up.
I would love that.
You know what it is? It's...
Wait, hold on a second. When we were first dating, did I not try to give you a facial or something like that? Didn't I like get really hippy dippy with you, or was it a massage?
So,
he was in love with me.
I'm so
he let me do things with his body.
I'm so
that sounds really hot.
That continues to this day. I'm so like, I don't know if I'm just stubborn or I don't know what it is, but like it's hard to get me to do something I don't buy into from the start.
Let's talk about men's skincare.
That's most guys.
Yes.
Right. I'm just steadfast. And I'm just like, my day is my day. What 15 minute window does this fit into for my day?
That's a really good point. And I think that's what I like about this. So she brought the caffeinated eye cream.
Oh, I did.
You're for men.
Thank you.
Which so we're going to start with
it's the red one.
It's the red tube.
The skinny red one.
So we're going to start with that, Brendan. And like she said, that's a
now?
Good suggestion. No, you don't have to do it now.
Okay,
but
all right.
I think
it's gonna feel good though if you put it on. Once
is this
you
my
start,
camera? This is my camera.
Once you start, you're going to be like,
really?
It feels good.
Yeah. Brandon,
I feel like
time.
underneath every bottle of skincare is like is a dude waiting to make fun of me. Like, I don't know what it is. Men are just ruthless.
Wait a second, Tyler.
Not that this. Hold on. Yeah.
We need to talk about Tyler Cameron and his skin.
Listen,
for a
his skin looks great. You don't want Tyler Cameron.
I don't know who
full
that
body
is.
Skin.
I don't...
Special Forces. Tyler Cameron.
Oh, okay.
That's her. That's her guy. Why aren't y'all dating?
Whoa.
We're like a brother sister relationship.
Okay, got it. I know. I'm like, I stand you guys.
She's just cracking pots of tea today.
I stand.
Listen, you can. I. Whoever dates him is going to be the luckiest human in my life. He is the nicest, most like conscientious man I've ever met. Like he spent almost a full day coming to my birthday party, drove from Dallas because his flight got canceled, picked up one of my friends, like,
oh, wow.
Arrived in Austin at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, we're here for your birthday. Like, I have friends in Austin. I was totally crushing on this one guy.
Remember?
Oh,
I was in town.
You weren't here. So that's a good reason. Right. I had a guy I was crushing on. Like, he couldn't even bother to show up. I'm like, all right, you're Tyler Cameron and you're spending an entire day driving through the night to like hang out and celebrate. I'm like, that's the bar. He's the bar. He's the bar for men.
That's good. And you would do the same thing, Brendan. So you're in that bar.
I would, because I would have planned it. It would be my day, yeah. Right? It would be scheduled. And yeah. Like, I would conquer it.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, right? Like, guys, the way that they work, it's like, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my takeaway that I wish if I could go back to my 20s and tell myself that. Like, if he wanted to, he would show up.
Know your value.
Yeah. I think that's very important. That's like tricky when it comes to like professional, check. Personal, you're like, but I'm so type A. I'm like, I can make things work professionally, so I can just apply the same principles romantically, and it doesn't always equate.
And then you second guess yourself. You're like,
yes.
Wait, well, who am I under all that bravado if it's not working that way?
Right. And I would never second guess myself professionally, but I would romantically.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Well, then you call me and then we go to sushi like we do. And yes. I get to live vicariously because she's still single.
I just remember, it. I'm really always here to beat somebody up.
Aww.
Oh, you know? I might call you after this.
I'm always here for that.
I'll take these hoops out right now. Like, yeah. Let's go. You think you could be scared of him? You could be scared of me too. Don't mess with Melissa. Okay, so by the way, we start with the eye cream. Yes. And this is for the girlies who might be listening and are like, I really need my guy to like rev it up. Should they do cleansers, masks?
I think guys are mostly already cleansing their face, generally in the shower. They're like, let me just wash my face in the shower. Mm-hmm. So I think that's happening already. I would say caffeinated eye cream, if nothing else, because that's going to help. But a serum, that's what Tyler uses. It really doesn't take a lot of time. Like, you could do your whole skincare like in a minute, really, like mm-hmm. applying it, even proper application. And you're going to feel, your skin is going to feel, I would say the best benefit for a guy is you just look healthier.
Okay.
I've like guys are very, especially guys, men that are very in tune with like working out and like the cold plunge guys, the working out at 5 a.m. guys, which is a very big growing crowd. Mm-hmm. It's one part, like your skin is your biggest organ on your body. And to just kind of neglect that, but take care of so many other things, you're really missing something very important.
Yeah. You're not doing like 360 wellness.
Well, exactly.
And I've had melanoma. I've had skin cancer.
So you're like very like aware of your skin.
Right. But I'm not doing.
Well, and here's the thing. I've never shamed him. I've like suggested things over time, yeah. But like we're getting older. Like speaking of, I definitely want to talk and I straight up just want to take my makeup off and use this right now. So there was a massive millennial Y2K themed party.
Yes.
And then Melissa also had her party. Okay, because it was my birthday party that happened on the same night, in the same state, in the same city.
It was like the world's best and worst timing.
It was so bad. And you know what's so cool about Melissa? She actually asked me, Christy, what date are you going to do your party? She was so sweet. She's such a good friend. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to do it Saturday. And then I had to switch to the same day as hers. So I screwed up. It's totally on me. I missed Christina Aguilera. Christina f***ing Aguilera was at this party. Lindsay Lohan was at this party. You had every iconic Y2K person there. And it was for the new product.
Yes.
Can we talk about it?
We can.
Okay.
So I got this directive. When we're always planning so far in advance. So we started talking about this last summer. And I feel like I had been seeing, they're like, okay, here's our face cream. And it's sort of kind of up to us to, up to
to me and the team to kind of bring it to life mm-hmm. from like a communication. So communications being social media, influencers, events, press.
So no pressure.
No pressure to come up with like a really exciting idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is the new packaging and it's so pretty and pink. And the target demo was 25 to 40, roughly, right? Your first anti-aging moisturizer. Before that, you're really looking for hydration. Really don't need much more. When you're 20, you have great skin. Acne is probably your biggest problem. But then after that, it's like, I mean, I struggle with, I've had adult acne and
so
and wrinkles.
And it's wrinkles. Like, it's so fun.
This is not fair.
It's not
like,
fair.
Not fair. I look up there, not fair.
Not fair.
And so it was like, well, the demo is millennials. The coloring is millennial pink. And so many people were really, I feel like millennials own their culture. Every generation kind of owns their culture. And millennials kind of own like all of the fun things that, you know, the internet came out, the dial-up sound, the Razor phone, like all of the stuff that is just so, we look back on it, I think we think so fondly of it because we had such great memories. Like it was a great time to grow up. We had boomer parents. So it was very family oriented, you know, like good values were kind of around and rampant. And
they were rewarded too. Having good
values were rewarded. Mm-hmm. Rampant's the wrong word.
You know, I
but,
mean,
it's a totally different time. But I think we all think about it fondly. But now we're, you know, grown up and we're like, okay, I need a retinol or, you know, like I want to go to bed early or whatever the case may be. And you're living kind of like that different life. And so it's like if you, you know, lived through dial-up internet, it's now time to kind of have a different lifestyle. So we're like, let's play into that, which was already kind of happening on social. Like
oh,
if you
– trust me, I know.
remember dial-up internet, like it's time for an anti-aging moisturizer. It's time for multi-active. And then how do you bring that to life on social and in press? So we're like, let's throw like a killer Friday night party, pretend it's like at our friend's house in Beverly Hills, like on a Friday night at a house party and just invite all of our favorite like Y2K icons, which is would have been so good for you to come.
I know. I'm so mad. I did have a good party too. It was my 40th. And it sucks
amazing.
Because I thought I would come home and we could have our little Austin party. So we are due. We are due
we
to hang out.
Due for a party.
Literally a girls' night.
Yes.
Brendan, you're hearing this here.
I'll be with the girls at home.
Yeah. Your girls' night will be our children.
Dad.
My girls' night will be
that's
with Melissa.
Cute.
I love it.
I'm currently, by the way, what I'm wearing today is this larger one. I'm wearing this really beautiful color. Their Lip Perfector in the, well, this is 21. Is this different than this
it
one?
It is slightly different.
This is
I
one.
Think you have candy.
Oh, okay.
And they
one.
Taste good too.
One is that's the Kate Middleton shade. She was photographed. I mean, sometimes you get these lovely just surprises in life. She was photographed like taking it out of her purse at Wimbledon years ago. And we get probably press on it every month.
It's
still
wow.
like her favorite product.
Royal family, baby.
This is the one I'm wearing.
Oh, yes.
Like the lip oils.
Okay. These lip oils were a slippery slope for me too, because I kind of always thought of Clarins as the skincare brand, but it's like you guys actually have these amazing lip oils as well as other products, right? It's not just the lip oils.
We have other makeup products.
Yeah.
But the lip oils, we really are phenomenal in lip because it's not just like a gloss or like something that's a bit overwhelming. It's just like beautiful and natural and looks good and makes your lips just like plumper and juicier. And
it really does.
And they're juicy lips.
I literally have the eucalyptus one and the lavender one. There was like a whole like spa
yes.
line that you guys did.
Yes.
And I use them all the time. I love all the things.
You should see. I'm like, I clearly work for Clarins. If outside of my social feed,
I don't.
Which is very Clarins oriented. Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know.
My bathroom setup is just like, it's all Clarins.
And you guys have a really, really beautiful spa smells too. So like you have a candle, right?
We
and
do.
Then you have like a really great spa, like oil line or bath line. That
Everything is very like aroma phyto care. Mm-hmm. So that's like kind of the aroma phyto plants care. So it's really the fragrances coming from plants that are in the product. So all the products are plant-based. And they all have some sort of like aroma. So it's really dialing into like natural plant-based aromas that are very stimulating or have different like, you know, effects. Like lavender has a different effect than like a eucalyptus. All the products are very sensorial.
Sensorial. Yeah, I think that's a big way to like keep your brand fresh, right? Because
yeah.
it's like if it's such an intimate place and you're
your bathroom day and night of using something, and you want to make sure that it's like something that's touching your body. And it's, you know, Iskra was mentioning that too, by the way, because she also has her body lotion line.
And like, I've sat in so many different model interviews. I had so many press days with Adriana Lima, who's just phenomenally gorgeous and nice and friendly. And you're just like, how are you human? You're so amazing. And hearing what she would say, and even seeing her, like we had done some trips together. She really does, like, all of the tips that they say tried and true: drink a lot of water, work out, go to bed early. She lives by that.
Is that one?
I haven't heard that, but I'm sure.
That was like the J-Lo thing, was like she only eats fish, so she gets like a ton of omegas. I just want to address that. The modeling world is really difficult. When I was like 13 or 14, I was always tall and I was lanky. And my mom brought me to, I think it was Ford or something like that. And they basically told me that I needed to get a nose job. And I was super young and they were like, yeah, get a nose job or you'll grow into your nose. But like, she's not ready yet. It's a really rough world.
And models on social media, I feel like it's worse, because not only do you have your agents maybe saying things about you, and I don't know if they're still doing that, but you post something and then just get ready for commentary from people who just don't need to be commenting anything negative.
Mm-hmm. And you're being sweet about it. They're just straight up trolls. They're like evil doers. Speaking of commentary.
They're not doing the Lord's work.
No, they're not.
Okay, we're going to comment on some things, give somebody some advice.
Okay.
One of the things that we had a write-in about was, my friend has acne scars. Am I wrong to gift her like skincare products for her birthday?
I would lean towards makeup. I feel like skincare, if she's probably working through what, hopefully with the dermatologist, what a course of action would be for her skin. So you don't know what ingredients might provoke acne that might be in the skincare that you like. So I would lean towards like a lip oil or something that's like less on your face. Like, makeup is always safe.
This is what they were driving at. Like, I care about you and I want to help you through, you know, this process.
Do
you
think that's a little passive aggressive though, right? Like,
to give somebody
they might feel, I don't know if it's passive aggressive, if it comes from a good place. I don't think anything's really bad if it comes from a good place. And I think generally, if you really are friends, your friend would know it's coming from a good place. And it's probably you saying, this works for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it might work for you too. And I think it's meant to be helpful, not passive aggressive.
Okay.
And I'm sure if the person has acne scars, it's already an insecurity.
Right.
They're already sensitive about it. So, you know, you're just trying to help. And I think if you frame it up in that, like, I love this, like, I wonder if this might help, or this helped my acne scars, you know, or, you know, if you see an article or you see, you know, a dermatologist giving advice or a kind of peel or something, that might be, you know, you could DM them or share that with them. I think it's all about your intentions. I think people know intentions.
All right. So we're going to talk routine right now. We're going to talk skincare routine. I'm really excited about it because I always like to know from the professionals exactly what to use in what order, et cetera. Go ahead.
This is surprisingly a question I get even from creators when we're briefing them or we're doing a masterclass. So many people don't know when, how often to apply. So after you cleanse your skin, cleanse and tone, I would advise an eye product. So I have that little red shiny metallic or the little baby golden amber bottle. So that's an eye cream. So your skin around your eyes is very delicate. So you want to protect the skin around your eyes before you go in with the rest of your skincare. I had somebody when I was a teenager who actually said the skin around your eyes is like tissue paper. So think about it when you crinkle it up, how hard it is to iron it out. So you never want to, when you're just rubbing, you're crinkling up your tissue paper around your eyes, and you don't want to do that. So every time you apply, you want to press it in, right? And you're also, when you do your skincare, you're leaning into, like I said, your skin is a big organ. You're leaning into lymphatic drainage. You want to intentionally apply your skincare, not just do it to check off the box. Yes, but press, right? If you have lymph nodes here, right, you want to be pressing. And if you press from the inside out, you're helping drain anything that's just like sitting under your eyes that can kind of cause puffiness or dark circles. You're pushing it along. So we're just encouraging movement. So eyes, right, protect the eye, lymphatic drainage, then go in with a double serum, which is the shiny, tall amber bottle, the bigger amber bottle. That one.
I love this thing. Literally.
It's like sold every 4 seconds around the world. It is our top seller. It's my desert island product. Like if I were to ever leave, I would be just using this the rest of my life. It's amazing.
Guys use this?
Guys can use it. Anybody
is this the serum
it.
That you were talking about before? Yes, maybe he should use?
This is okay. What Tyler Cameron uses.
Yeah.
On his face.
He's got good
He's
skin.
Like, when we first started working with him, he's like, oh, you know, I just soap and water. And now we restock him constantly because he uses it.
He sees a difference.
He actually does see a difference in his skin. This you put on, again, pressing. You have lymph nodes here and here and down here. So you're pressing from the inside out and then down the neck, right? You're bringing fluid and then down. So apply a serum. Serums have a light texture. So if you think about application, you always want to go from thinnest texture to thickest texture. So the thin is going to penetrate more, which is why you go in with a serum. It's thin. And this one has an oil and water composition. So your skin is composed of oil and water. So when you apply something with that mimics your skin's composition, it's going to absorb very well. And then since it's absorbing so well, when you follow with a moisturizer, that absorption's even more for your moisturizer. So instead of just going in on bare skin with a moisturizer, if you go in with a serum, then a moisturizer, your moisturizer will work harder for you. So then go in with your moisturizer after your serum and apply, again, pressing intentionally. And then I like to follow last step with that kind of peachy tube, which is a neck cream. Are you using a neck cream?
I'm not. I will
call you out for not using a neck cream.
I will now. Oh my God, I didn't have this. I love that. I always bring my moisturizer to my neck, but I always move up. I don't push down because I was told that you should not be pulling that skin on
your
neck.
So if you use like a new face, you can use like the muscles, you can pull up. But when you're using like a cream, you want to push all like the toxins down.
I did not know that.
So muscle up and then bring, you're not rubbing, you're just pressing down.
Okay.
You're not like pulling your skin down. You never want to pull. You're just like pressing.
Okay. This is news to me. Thank you for teaching me this. Another thing about Clarins, I just want to say, is that you're really big on the Ayurvedic lymphatic drainage stuff. It's something that definitely sets them apart. I remember in some of my talking points from ads before, which again, this is just Melissa hanging out with us today. This is actually not an ad. And I'm just really happy that I got spoiled with all these products today. All right. So where can we find you on Instagram? And if you have any more deets about Claire?
My Instagram is Melissa Reedhead, my name, which I actually had to special request. And my TikTok, which is my more unfiltered life, is also Melissa Reedhead.
Okay, there you go.
And Clarins is Clarins at Clarins USA.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
That's a cut.
Can I get all these?
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.